you something else about our friend Bob Jones. And could you just bow your heads, please? Father God, we just want to come before you and we want to acknowledge you as Lord and King. And we believe, Father, that you are talking to us in multiples of ways, but we depend on the apostles and prophets. And we recognize, Father, that you have given a tremendous gift to Bob Jones. And we acknowledge the word that you have given him, and we ask that you give us ears to hear and a spirit to discern what you're really speaking. This happened to be on his website, and I was pressed to copy it. For many years, Bob has received valuable revelation on the Day of Atonement, which would be in October last year, outlining activities of the Holy Spirit for the season ahead. These insights have historically proven to be accurate and strategic blueprints for spiritual emphasis and preparation. On the Day of Atonement last October, Bob received revelation that he didn't understand, but in obedience to the Holy Spirit, he brought it. As a prophet, it is Bob's responsibility to speak the word. The Holy Spirit will bring understanding. In recent days, the news media has revealed some critical matters regarding the Secret Service of the United States and a sex scandal in Cartagena, Colombia. The following excerpts from 2012 Shepherd's Rod will speak for itself. The president's hat blown off or blown away. The wind of the Holy Spirit will cause the hat of the president to blow away. The cover of the president and his administration will be blown. Then all things done in secret will be cast down and will not stand. For they sow the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind, Hosea 8, verse 7. The truth is coming forth by the Spirit of God. It is the only thing that will have answers for this nation. It will come forth when we repent like Daniel did for the sins of his nation. The sins of our government will be revealed so repentance can be made and the Lord can release mercy to this nation. America is a great nation. And God desires for her to survive. She can only survive when the truth is revealed to the people. This is the year of people. The people will know the truth. And if they seek the truth, they will find it, and the truth will set this nation free. Luke 12:2. Nothing is so closely covered up that it will not be revealed, or hidden that it will not be known. The canopy of God is love. And this nation must return to its first love. America must repent and return to her first love. When she does, God will release his canopy of love to her. The Secret Service and the military are supposed to be above politics, dedicated to protecting presidents, their families, and the nation. The Secret Service literally put their life on the line to cover and protect the president. I believe this incident is a clear indication that the president's cover has been blown and those things done in secret are being revealed. I said, okay, Lord. I don't know if you caught some of the blunders that were done this week when he's talking about if you are in a business of your own. That if it really wasn't for all the government things that done for you, you have not done this on your own. Well, I was in business for 20 years, and I can tell you government did not help me. They were not the helping hand. They were a hindrance in many things. And many of the local stores that used to be in business found that their regulations got to such a degree that they had a choice. Either you continue to work and put all the money that you make into Uncle Sam's vaults, or you quit and do the best you can. Do I hear any amens? So when a president says to his people that without the government of a country that they cannot succeed successfully, it's a scary, scary situation. So we do need to ask the Lord for forgiveness for him, because his hat was blown again away this week. I just was stunned. Listening to that, I said, oh my God. Those people who have any kind of accountability will not be able to digest that. That was a horrible, strong sentence that did not give glory to the Lord. The other thing I want to give glory to is his ways of doing things are totally different than we would ever imagine. So, as the Holy Spirit continues to encourage his men and women, his people, I see a division getting more and more in width. And I don't know if anybody else has seen it, but the saints are getting blessed, and the ones that are having a hard time by watching the blessings should be able to identify that God is in the control room and he is trying to encourage his people. And that includes you and me. But when those blessings do come, did anybody know what happens? There's usually retaliation. There's usually retaliation because my little great-granddaughter is 5, and she had her cousin over, and they were in the pool, and that was last night. And I've seen a little bit of, 5-year-old insecurity, but my wife didn't see it. Anybody know that grandmas sometimes don't see anything? They're blinded because of love. Okay? But last night, the cover was blown on that situation. And after they went home, she says, we really need to pray. I says, why? Well, she says, I saw some things today. And it was an accident, but it wasn't perceived as an accident with her little cousin and the anger and all the childish response that should have been, mild toned, was not mild toned. It was anger. So it was not a crisis that can't be understood. But what I saw was the eyes were open. And to God be the glory. Because when the eyes are open, usually when the eyes are closed, you might be able to see something and you might make a comment and just to acknowledge that, yes, there is something that's forming and it's not a godly formation. Anybody can relate? This was not a godly formation. But, again, the Holy Spirit, we have to trust him. And as we pray, the Lord will just relieve that pressure and remove the little instigations there. So I was very, very happy that her eyes were open. And that was a good gift, The eyes do get open. I didn't say anything Sunday, but I did go spend some time with your aunt. And, struggling. So.
Aunt Gigi went yesterday.
Yeah.
She said that she's having a lot of memory issues. And I know it says, well, Judy told me that that was going to happen because when they had the lung cancer, it tends to go to the brain. That's what happened with the guy. And she goes, well, why didn't you tell me? And she goes, well, Judy told me, and, I thought you'd remember how it was with Uncle Guy. And she goes, no. She goes, but she's having a real tough time.
Yeah. I think it's very difficult on your cousin Karen.
It's like I want to go, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. Yeah. I did get to pray and anoint her again, and I anointed Karen. Nicholas, her 15-year-old, I believe, was there, and I anointed him, but he didn't know that I anointed him because I had a lot of oil on my hand, so I just made sure it got onto his wrist. So he at 15 years old, they can be a little skittish. But I didn't get a hug. So, you know, again, it was a short visit because it was supposed to be. To God be the glory. So may God bring Millie home when he is prepared to, because, again, I believe it's something that... We talked about the incredible miracle she had when your uncle passed away, and she was supposed to be next. Her husband died, and she came to the funeral, and I don't think she was home for 24 hours, and she landed.
Oh, no, that same night.
Huh?
Hours after the funeral.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
It was like at 6 o'clock at night, she was in ICU.
Yeah. And I can remember going to see her. And we had never talked about this, your sister, your cousin and me. And I've actually, I don't think Millie was even conscious at that time. She was really kind of out of it. Mm-hmm. And they had told the kids, actually the boys and Karen, their daughter. There's three boys and one girl. And the Lord had me go over and I got angry. How many know you can get angry in the spirit? And when all the boys were gone, Karen and I were alone in the room. And I said, we need to pray, Karen, are you ready? And of course, she's really wiped out at that point. And she just buried her dad. And she says, I cannot handle my mom going home right now. And I said, she's not going home. It's not time. And she looked at me with a ray of question marks. How can you speak this way? And I said, because God is saying she's not going home. I said, are you ready to pray with me? And she said, yes. And it was like a firm yes. And I began to pray in the spirit. I didn't care who was in the room. That's irrelevant. When God is in the control room, you just do. I took the bottle of oil and we anointed her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, anointed her hands, her... cast out the garbage that was trying to kill her. And I said, you're not going to win. And you will live. And so we talked about this. So it brought about some awareness on the mother's side. And I says, I don't believe this time that you're in the same boat. And she started to cry. And she says, you know, she says, that was a real, real miracle. Because the doctors had all agreed she was not going to make it for another week. It was going to be very short. But God decided to do it differently. So, to God be the glory again. I do believe that, you know, now is a different situation. And she's prepared. I don't think she was ready at that time. I think the advantage was the darkness wanted to overwhelm and, you know, take her home early. But he didn't win. So, may God be blessed.